On the line now I have Betty Boardman, and she's the Senior Executive Librarian with Fingal County Council. Good morning, Betty. How are you?
Good morning, Noel. I'm very well, thank you.
Okay, in preparation now for 1916 centenary, lots of things happening, but to you are going to have lots of things as well in the libraries. Tell us what's happening. You're going to have it in the Grand, like a convention and chats, and also in the Altrium in Fingal County Council Office in Blanchardstown. So what are you looking for, people? Memorabilia?
Exactly. This Saturday, tomorrow, in the Grand Hotel in Malahide, from 12 o'clock until 4 o'clock, we're having a memorabilia day. So the event is for anyone who might have a box hidden in the attic or under the bed that holds the story of a family member who was involved in the lead-up to the 1916 Rising. The Rising itself are in the aftermath. So, for example, you might have a photo or a medal or a letter. Mm-hmm. And what we would like you to do is to bring that along tomorrow to the Grand Hotel in Malahide. Even if you just have a story to tell and you don't actually have an item, we'd like to hear that story. Mm-hmm. But if you do bring along an item, what we will do is we will create a digital image of it tomorrow, and we will send that digital image back to you in a week or two. But what we're going to do is to try and build up a visual history of the role of the ordinary men and women of Fingal and their role in the fight for Irish freedom. Mm-hmm. And we're going to create a digital repository, which will give us all, we hope, a greater understanding of what this period in Irish history meant to the ordinary families in Fingal. Mm-hmm. And on the day, we'll have experts on hand to digitally photograph your items, but you'll also have the opportunity to talk with local and family history experts, historians, a genealogist, an archivist, booksellers and professional valuers. So if you had something that you thought might be of monetary value, all these things, as we know, are of sentimental value to the people who own them. Mm-hmm. But there might even be something like a medal, for example, that could be worth quite a lot of money. And we will have Fonzie Neely there from Fonzie Neely Auctioneers, who will be able to value or give you some idea of what the item is worth.
So it's a win for everybody.
It really is, and the event is free of charge as well, so it definitely is a win-win. We also will be showing a docudrama called A Terrible Beauty, and this takes a unique look at the events of Easter Week 1916 in Dublin. So that's going to be screened at 12:30 and again at 2 p.m.
Okay.
And then just to add to the day, to add to the atmosphere, we'll also have reenactors who will be in military costumes. So they'll be bringing this whole period in Irish history to life.
Okay, it sounds absolutely terrific. Just a few comments on some of the things that you're looking for. For instance, I remember a couple of years ago when they were talking about the photographer on the bridge, the old man used to take all the pictures. And I think,
yes,
I think he had a book out. And just what I heard a lot of people talking about, and then I actually saw people and being in radio, getting in touch and finding photographs, and you don't realise, yeah, that they've had them. So this is the same type of thing to that extent, isn't it?
It is, and you know what's intriguing, I suppose, is that you may have photographs and you might recognise one person in the photograph to, mm-hmm, be your relative, but the other people in the photograph, you might know who they are. If you bring the photograph along, we will have our experts there and they will help you, hopefully, to identify who those people are. Mm-hmm. So if you have photographs from the period, we would absolutely love to have them. And in particular, that there's a very interesting story about a woman called Molly Adrian, who was born into a very well-to-do family in County Meath, but she joined Comyn na Mon, and she acted as a messenger between the 5th Battalion, or the Fingal Brigade of the Irish Volunteers, and the GPO, the headquarters of the 1916 Rising. And we don't actually have a photograph of her. So we know quite a lot about her, you know, where she was born, her early life and all of that, and the fact that she joined Comyn na Mon and played, you know, quite an active role in 1916. But we would love to get a photograph of her, and we don't have that.
Betty, where was she from?
From County Meath, but the family moved when she was young to Balbriggan.
Okay,
and she was actually educated in Loretto Convent in Balbriggan. Later on, she was educated in the UK, and we think she may have gone to France for a while, mm-hmm, but she did actually come back here And as I say, she played a very active role in 1916, and we don't have a photograph of her. So that's just one sort of intriguing incident, or one sort of an intriguing story. There are lots of stories like this, but if anybody had a photograph of Molly Adrian, or Mary Adrian, as she was also called, there's actually a plaque to her memory in Old Town in County Dublin. So people will know of her in that area, but a photograph would certainly be very welcome for our records here in the council.
Great, great. Now, you're talking about things like letters and photographs, but you mentioned stories as well. Now, a lot of people would have passed on from the time 100 years, still a lot alive today as well, but would you take handed down stories from
the
children?
Absolutely. Yeah, we definitely would, because they're sometimes the very, very interesting stories, and we would like to get those. I mean, as you say, some people have passed on, and, you know, people will be passing on. So we would like to hear those stories while they're now somewhat fresh. Mm-hmm. So we will have somebody there from the Oral History Network who will actually take down the stories from individuals. And then in a couple of weeks' time, if somebody feels that they would like to actually have that story formally recorded, we can actually organise that. But we would love to hear stories. So even if you don't have an item of memorabilia, if you have a story that maybe, you know, comes out at Christmas time around the table, or when the family gets together and, you know, have you heard what great-granddad did in 1916, we'd really like to hear that story.
Okay, it's. I mean, I think people have taken more interest in this period of our history than anything else. I mean, we did a culture night last week, and a lot of the people I was talking to was disappointed when people don't, say, go to Christchurch. People from Dublin never been in Christchurch. But if you go to Glasnevin now on their tours, or many of the tours that's around the city that has anything to do with this period in our history, it's jam-packed all the time. So people have a great interest in it.
They do. And I think... you know, certainly when I was in school, and I'm sure certain when you were in school as well, Noel, we got a kind of a sanitized version of all of this. I think now with the commemorations coming up and the 100 years now after 1916, I think there is a debate happening nationally about 1916 mm-hmm. and what that means. And we see lots of, you know, letters in the paper and discussions on the radio about it. And that is something that's very, very healthy. And I think people are very genuinely interested in finding out more about this particular period in Irish history.
As well as something that came to light, I mean, the activity of the women and how important they were in around the period, and also a lot of the children that died around that period. All these things have come to the fore only in the recent past.
Absolutely, and that brings me nicely on to the lecture series. Noel, if I can tell you something about that.
Mm-hmm, of course, yeah.
We have a very rich and diverse lecture programme, which we think is very respectful to the memory of all those who took part in 1916. So the programme has been put together with the help of relatives of those involved in 1916, historical societies and community groups in the Fingal area. And it was launched officially last Saturday at Malahide Library. And the lectures will continue for the rest of 2015 and also into 2016. So if I can just give you a flavour of some of those.
Yes, of course.
Next Tuesday, the 29th of September at Malahide Library, you mentioned the women and children. This lecture will concentrate on that. It's called The 1916 Experience for Women and Civilians. Mm-hmm. And it's been given by Michael Moylan. And it's on from 6:30 to 8 at Malahide Library, as I say, on Tuesday, the 29th. And the same lecture is being repeated on the following day, on Wednesday, the 30th of September, at Rush Library from 6:30 to 8 o'clock.
Okay, now I'm sorry, go on.
I was also going to say to you that people, I think, are always very fascinated about, you know, tracing their own roots and tracing their family history. So mindful of that, we have a basic genealogy course, which is starting in Swords Library this Monday. And we also have the same course starting in Balbriggan Library on Wednesday. So that's going to be a five-week course running on Monday nights in Swords and on Wednesday nights in Balbriggan. And people will learn how they can trace their family tree and find out about all the various ways of doing that. Mm-hmm.
Now, for everything about all of this, they can look up your website, I'm sure.
We do. We have a website indeed. So if you want to find out more about what we're doing in Fingal County Council to commemorate 1916, if you go onto our website at www.fingal.ie and to find out about events, you just put in /events.
Okay.
You can also email 1916centenary@fingal.ie.
Okay.
And there's also a telephone number I can give you, which is 890-5080.
Okay. And there's always a wealth of knowledge and information in all the libraries. I mean, you mentioned there about the schools. Okay, it was, you're right there, it was a bit sanitised. But when I used to go,
yes.
I was lucky enough to live near Pearse Street Library. And that's where I learned all about it. I mean, even though it was sanitised, it fired me up to find out more about it. And of course, Patrick Peter himself living up the road as well, which was great. But the library itself is where I chewed up all the knowledge about the 1916 and what happened then. But still, as I say, there's more coming out today. But the library is the place to go, isn't it?
The library is the place to go. And this year, certainly, Fingal County Council is investing in a lot of new stock. So any new books that come in to do with 1916, and indeed books that have been written in the past, we'll be reordering them as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get those in the libraries. But it is a very good place to start. And then also, something similar to what you described there in Pearse Street Library, we have a local studies and archival section in Fingal County Council, and that's based here in Swords. So if somebody wants to do more specific research mm-hmm. about 1916, about a particular person in 1916, or about their own family, particularly if they lived in the Fingal area, the local studies and archive section of Fingal County Council libraries would be the place to start.
Okay, well, I'll give all the information again, but just to remind people, tomorrow in the Grand Hotel of Malahide from 12 until 4 o'clock, and if they happen to miss that, they can go to the atrium in the Fingal County Council offices in Blanchardstown on November the 7th. That's on a Saturday as well.
That's right.
Tomorrow in Malahide. Listen, Betty, thank you very much for coming on and talking to us. I'm sure you're going to be inundated with people and overrun more than you may think, but congratulations.
I hope so.
And I said,
my pleasure, no.
Thank you very much, Betty. Bye.
Thank you. Bye. Bye. Bye-bye.
And that's Betty Boardman, Senior Executive Librarian with Fingal County Council. And again, you can look up 1916centenary@fingal.ie for all the information on everything to do with that. Okay, we go to break and we have Fergal Carroll after the break. And then also we will have some more stuff as well about geology and all that.